Hey, it's Brian and Trisha. It is April 25th. You know what today is?
No.
You know what the weather is like today?
Kind of cloudy, a little breezy.
It's the day for the perfect date. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket. Miss Congeniality.
Oh, okay. Okay.
April 25th. I wait for this day every year. I mean, not like I'm holding my breath for it or anything.
So
but
that movie to you is kind of like Mean Girls is to me.
I really like Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
I've seen Mean Girls once.
I loaned it to you.
Yes. It was okay. But Miss Congeniality, that's a classic for me.
The sequel was funny, but not as good as the first one.
Not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandra Bullock. She's such a good actress.
I like her. Always have.
I feel like I should watch that movie tonight. Or maybe today, during the day.
Maybe
it could be like a work break. At the Blockbuster box.
Maybe there's a copy in the Blockbuster box down the street.
That's not really Blockbuster's box, but it's...
We're going to take a little field trip later today. So we found this out through my friend Randall. The guy doesn't even live here anymore, but I find out more about E-Town from a guy who lives in Louisville. And I'm here all the time. But he's a pretty cool guy. And he posted a picture down at Flywheel Brewery. There is a Blockbuster box, but the box is basically a converted newspaper box that
isn't it called Free Blockbuster?
It's take a movie, leave a movie.
Yeah.
So it's like these little libraries you see, or food pantries, or like you and I do our puzzle exchanges with our puzzle group, Peacekeepers of Elizabethtown. Brilliant idea. It's been catching on nationwide, but wonder if maybe there's a copy of Miss Congeniality sitting down there right now.
Maybe. You know what we should do?
What?
We should see if we could get one of these boxes and turn it into a puzzle box.
Oh.
We should. That would be so cool.
Where would we put it?
I don't know. I don't know where we would put it.
I don't know. All right,
we'd have to ask around.
All right, first
but
of all,
we do
have
these
to get
puzzle
a box.
Swaps.
Yeah.
And so it's a matter of meeting people and, you know, you swap puzzles with them. And you just, because all these people that do puzzles, we all have extra, once you do the puzzle, you don't want to keep doing it. So you trade them out. And so we could do this, but one rule would be that you have to tape the box to the bottom, the lid to the bottom. You don't want your puzzle box opening up and then you miss some puzzle pieces. So,
well, we have a rule in our house that you put the puzzle pieces in a Ziploc bag.
That's a good idea, too.
Then put it in the puzzle box.
Yeah, you could do that. But if not, just put the tape on the bottom of the box. And I speak because I am guilty of that. And I have lost some pieces of a puzzle because I've had one or two or three open up. But that would be so cool. A free puzzle box?
Yeah.
We need to work on this.
I think there's options for us out there on how to make this happen. I mean, I'm going to need to make a couple of phone calls.
Okay.
We need a location.
Location, 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 location.
I'm thinking downtown. I mean, downtown's where it's happening, you know.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.